We're glad to be sharing the ministry of Redemption Church with you. Now join us as we receive the Word of God.
Comic book characters are known for possessing awesome abilities outside of the scope of humanity. Superman is a Superman, possessing the ability to fly, super strength, and freeze breath. Thor possesses the power of a god and commands thunder and lightning. Cyclops emits a powerful energy beam or optic blast from his eyes. The Flash has super speed, and in modern-day representations, can slow time down around him by moving so quickly. All these characters have great abilities, but what about you? What's your superpower?
All right, so super strength. It's common in comic books. Where does your super strength come from? Did you know that you have super strength? And do you know where you get it from? See, everyone in the world is looking to get strength and get power and get life from something. What are you getting it from today? It's hard for me to relate to super strength. I had to move a couch yesterday, and I thought I was going to die. I literally thought I was going to black out. It was one of those cursed couches with a recliner built in. We're just talking about metal. Let's add metal to this already heavy couch, and then let's have Chris Fluitt, the weakling, try to move it. It was awful. I survived it barely. I don't relate to super strength. I don't know about you, but usually I relate to super weakness. I am not good at super strength. I've never been one to go around pick fights. I'm smarter than that. But I want you to look at somebody for a moment. I want you to look at them. I want you to point at them. And I want to tell them, you're a superhero. You're a superhero. You ought to have your own theme song. You ought to have your own insignia. You ought to have your own costume because you are a superhero. You aren't meant to be ordinary. You are created by God to be super. Now, we've heard stories about super strength even in day-to-day life. You've heard the stories of mothers who lifted cars to save their children. It's like, where did that come from? Right? Tiny Meeker, which I think is a great name for anybody that's a weightlifter. Tiny Meeker. No wonder he got into weightlifting. His name was Tiny growing up. Got picked on, started lifting weights. He set the world record when he bench pressed 1,102 pounds. Think about that for a second. 1,102 pounds bench pressed it. All right, on December 14th, 2013, in Buena, Texas. Go Buena, Texas, right? All right. Shout out to Buena, Texas. I'm sure there's a lot of podcasters listening to us from Buena. You've also heard of parents. We know parents that work multiple jobs to provide for their family. Can I tell you, that's super strength. They're getting up early, and they're going to bed late, and they use whatever extra strength they have on their kids. You can't tell me that is not super strength. And how about the doctor's report when someone was told they would never walk again, but they had a superhuman tenacity that didn't stop until they could walk again. We know those stories. Or even if they aren't able to walk, how about someone where their nerves are dead? There's just no way physically that they could ever walk again. What about those people that they refuse to let that situation stop them from living a full life? That's some super strength right there. Or how about the student that's so afraid of speaking in public, but they found an inner strength to overcome that fear, and they passed speech class. How about that? Those that found an inner strength to study like they had never studied before, to pass that really hard class. Anyone relate to that one? I know it, the chemistry in high school. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Lord, for letting me get past Miss Spin's chemistry class. And the church said, amen. All right. They studied harder than they ever had before. What is that? That's some super strength that comes up. Those that use super strength to overcome their disabilities, like autism, like dyslexia, like depression. How about those that overcame stereotypes sexism, and racism. Super strength overcomes past mistakes, and it overcomes regrets. Maybe you're in this place, and you had this thing that happened in your past, but I'm telling you, you're sitting here today, and you're happy, and you believe in God, and you believe you have worth in your life. That's some super strength right there. How about those raised in a cycle of poverty and abuse, but they broke free from that? Where others chose to remain victims and they chose to remain weak, they stood in strength. They're no longer victims, they're victors. Super strength is a strength beyond your normal capacity. And we all have different capacities. But super strength is a strength beyond your normal capacity. There have been times in your life where you have operated in a strength beyond. All right. Look at someone, tell them, you're a superhero. Look at them again. Tell them, they need to hear it. You have no idea. Someone needs to hear that podcast. You're a superhero. There is a strength beyond your normal capacity. God's strength. And his strength is always super strength. There is a big difference between his strength and your strength. Can I get an amen on that one? Anyone know a little bit about that? Yeah, I believe the pastor's right on that one. There's a big difference between your strength and his strength. Even if you have the strength to pick up a car, your strength can't compare to his strength. Even if you are Tiny Meeker and you can lift 1,102 pounds, your strength still does not compare to the strength of the Almighty God. Right. Our strength, if we made the foolish mistake of comparing our strength to his strength, our strength at its best, at its most robust, on steroids, would look like weakness compared to God. Do you agree? Yeah. Our strength is weakness. But we are told in Scripture that God's strength can be your strength. Did you know that? That's some good news. That's one of those things that you say in a church and most Christians go, yeah, I knew that already, Pastor. But then they walk out and they are living weak lives. I want you to hear it again. Your strength is not enough, but his strength can be your strength. The Bible says it. Do you believe it? Let's live that way. The Apostle Paul three times prayed about a situation or condition that made him weak. He prayed, God, would you remove this thorn in the flesh? That's what he refers to it as. And there's a lot of people that spend time wondering, what is this thorn of the flesh? I'm not going to spend any time telling you what it is. But I'm telling you that the great Apostle Paul prayed three times, God, please take this thing away, this thorn in the flesh. Let's read about it. 2 Corinthians 12:8. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. Have you ever had a take it away from me prayer? Unfortunately, would you agree that's usually most of our prayers? It's like, oh God, the bill just came in. Lord, somehow take it away from me. My 4-year-old is screaming, take it away from me, or make him happy, or whatever. 2 Corinthians 12:9, but he said to me, this is God saying to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in, somebody say it, weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. Oh, sorry. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. 2 Corinthians 12:10. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses. That's kind of upside down thinking for us, isn't it? I delight in weaknesses, in insults, and in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. There's some major revelations in this scripture passage. We won't touch them all. Here's just a few. Your weakness gives you access to God's strength. Now, this is important. Somebody needs to learn this, because religion has had this way of making you think you need to just be a stronger Christian and then you'll have more access to God's love. You need to just whip that behavior problem that you got, or that addiction. If you just be strong enough and get over that, then God would smile upon you and he'd bless you. That's not how it works. No, his strength is made perfect in weakness. Your weakness actually gives you the open door to a God of strength. Can I tell you that your weakness doesn't disqualify you? Come on. I have had that preached in my face, that my weaknesses, whatever they are disqualifying me. No, your weakness is not disqualifying you. Instead, it puts you in a position to receive real strength. His power is perfectly, completely revealed in weakness. And the situation, can we talk to you about the situation? This passage tells us that the situation has nothing to do with your strength. Remember, most of our prayers are, God, take this away from me. Lord, change the situation. Man, if I could just get this situation to change, I would be all good. I want to tell you, the situation means nothing. You might want to push back from that. I understand if you do, but you listen to me. Your situation isn't your biggest hang-up. Your situation's not your biggest problem. And your situation's not keeping you from living the life that you want to live. It's coming in contact with the strength of God. That's where the answer is. That's what you've always needed, regardless of the situation. We pray, God, please remove this struggle. But our strength isn't revealed in good conditions. Oh man, you might feel a little stronger in a good condition when things are all pristine and wonderful and just lovely, and you got a full tank of gas and you got money in the bank account and you've dropped pounds and you're looking really good and feeling good. You might feel stronger, but let me tell you, Paul tells us our strength is not revealed by good conditions. It's revealed by weakness. Right. Super strength is revealed in struggle. All right. God's super strength means strength in every situation. Don't get hung up on situations. We are talking about a strength beyond your normal capacity. We're talking about a strength that's beyond circumstance. God has no kryptonite. We understand what kryptonite is. It's a substance from the planet Krypton, and Superman is from that planet. And somehow, I don't completely understand this, but Scott can tell you more than you would ever want to know about it, so you can ask our youth pastor afterwards. If Superman gets in the presence of kryptonite, he loses his power. And the church said amen, right? Now see, Superman has no power in the presence of kryptonite. But God's strength, it never fails. Can I tell you something? Sin isn't God's kryptonite. Sometimes we've thought that sin, oh, God's like, oh, please keep it away. Like a vampire running away from garlic, or Superman running away from kryptonite. No. Sin, he's not afraid of sin, and sin doesn't keep him, make him powerless. He became sin, the Bible said. Jesus became sin, and he got up from that grave saying, all power in heaven and earth is given to me. He's not afraid of sin. He's not running from your sin. He's not scared of your sin. God has no kryptonite. That's some good news, y'all. That's some good news. The God that loves you has no weakness. He has no thing that can make him powerless. Oh, man, that's some good news right there. Don't you just want to run, tell the world that right there? You should. In your struggle, there is a strength beyond your capacity. In your weakness and in your failure, that strength remains constant. There's a strength in every situation. This is our scripture memory verse. It's in Philippians chapter 4, 12 through 13. I hope you're memorizing this. This is our memorization scripture for this month. I know what it is to be in need. And I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I want one stop for a second. I've learned the secret. We like secrets, right? Yeah. I think one of the biggest ploys in television is we're going to a commercial break, but come right back because we're going to tell you the secret of blah, blah, blah. And it doesn't matter if it's like Dr. Oz is going to tell you the secret formula for a smoothie that's going to make your hair not turn gray, or if it's TMZ going to tell you some secret about Justin Bieber and Orlando Bloom somehow getting in a fight. I'm not up to date. I just heard this. This is the thing, I guess. But we're always interested in a secret. There's a secret here, and Paul's trying to, so stay tuned. There's a secret. Do you want to know what the secret is? It is verse 13. Here's the secret. I can do everything. Remember the first verse said, I know what it's like to be this way and this way. I know what it's like to have good stuff, bad stuff, not have enough, to go hungry, to have plenty, all this stuff. And here's the secret to be happy in every situation. I can do everything. The good stuff, the bad stuff, where I'm hungry, where I have plenty, where I don't have enough, where it's a good situation, where it's a bad situation. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. It's a secret. It's a secret. Look, somebody tell them, it's a secret. You can do everything through God. You can do everything through God who gives you strength. The scripture was written by someone who had gone through a lot of struggle. And this scripture was written to first century Christians who were facing a lot of struggle. You can do everything through Him who gives you strength. It's for you today. If you're going through struggle today, you can do everything through Him that gives you strength. Now, we quote that scripture a lot, but a problem comes and that scripture like flies out the door. We're like, somebody comes to us with a problem, they're like boo-hooing, crying, and we just tell them so proudfully because we know a scripture to tell them. We go, dear brother, dear sister, you should look up because you can do everything through Him who gives you strength. I've done my good deed for the day, and we walk off and we're like, yeah, we know how to quote that scripture. But then we're on the other side of that coin and we're gotten problems, and my goodness, we're like, oh my God, what am I gonna do? Am I telling the truth? You've been there. Oh, when you are in that situation, when your family member has been given that doctor's report that's not good about cancer or some bad thing. The other day, a doctor told us that our son might have asthma. And I'm like, oh my God, what are we going to do? How can we do this? How can we afford the medicine? And God, man, I don't want that kind of life for my son. We can fly off the handle. See, we're so good at quoting that scripture, but we're not always good at living that scripture. What do you say we change that? You can do everything. You can do everything. Chris Fluitt, when you get that bad doctor's report, you can do everything through Him that gives you strength. That means if there's a reality where God heals him, you can walk through that. You can walk through that through God's strength. But if there is a reality where your kid has to live with asthma, you can do that too. You can do everything through Him that gives you strength. If God could just take this struggle away. See, God could just take the struggle away. He's got super strength. He's got all power in heaven and earth. He could just take the struggle away. But there is a strength to be found in the struggle. There is a strength in every situation. See, if God just took away the struggle, you might be good for a few weeks. You might be good for less than that. You might be good for a few days. Some of us, we might only be good for a few hours, right? Because some other struggle's coming. Oh God, save me from this struggle. And we're like, whew, thank goodness you're hit, you're broadsided with another struggle, right? Another struggle's on its way. Another struggle is going to come. So God could just remove this one. Or how about we learn about the strength that is working in every circumstance? Maybe that's what God really wants us to know. You see, we shouldn't always be living a life of praying the same prayer. God, please take this away from me. If that is your only prayer time with God, you're doing something wrong. God wants to give you more than that kind of prayer. God wants to give you strength. When was the last time you prayed, God, give me strength. Give me strength to walk through this, whatever it is, whatever ends up happening, whether you take it away, whether it remains, whatever it is, God, give me your supernatural strength. I'm weak, but your strength is made perfect in weakness. Father, bring your strength. I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. God gives you his strength. Superheroes with super strength have a source. The strength comes from something. It's the idea of comic books. It's just like the backstory. It tells you how you got the strength. Spider-Man, how did he get his super strength? Bitten by a spider, of course. And then there's always, you know, the mutant stuff. And the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. From the ooze and the mutagen, right? Yep. Everyone has a backstory where they get their source of strength from. Do you know where your super strength source is? Do you know your super strength source? Whenever these superheroes face problems, they make sure to be in contact with the source of their strength. Here's the problem. When we face problems, we usually run away from our strength. We do this almost all the time. We trust our feelings or our heart rather than God. I know Pastor said this, and I know the Bible says this, but I just feel so blah-de blah blah blah. We trust our own thoughts. We lean on our own understanding. Guess what? The Bible tells us not to. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. He will direct your paths. And we trust our own shame. That one doesn't make much sense when you say it like a sentence, does it? We trust our own shame. Well, I just feel so bad. I'm just never going to be seen again because that's how I feel. I'm going to trust that feeling. I'm going to trust my own guilt. You know, I'm just going to trust my own guilt and just commit suicide. I'm going to end it all. Or I'm never going to see those people again. We do that. I'm going to isolate. It's going to be 20 years before I see my family again because I can't deal with the guilt. I'm going to trust my guilt. Good, good, good thinking right there. It can make no sense at all, but we do it over and over again. I want to tell you, it's like Captain America laying down his shield made from vibranium. It's like Wonder Woman refusing to wear her bracelets. It's like Iron Man saying, you know what, I'm going to go into battle without my big high-dollar tech with missiles and lasers and rocket power Iron Man suit. Or it's like Batman saying, you know what, I won't go to my utility belt today or the Batmobile. I'll ride the Bat bicycle today. It makes as much sense when you run away from your strength. It makes no sense to stay away from your strength. Are you shying away from your strength? Are you shying away from your God-given gifts and abilities? See, God's put things in you that aren't in me. He's put some talents in you in this place. Are you shying away from them because you're afraid of, you're embarrassed if they were on display or what that would mean to you? Are you shying away from those things? Are you running away from God's strength? Are you running away from God's word? Some people don't come to church or they tune a pastor out and they're running away from God's strength right here. When problems come, do you give up too easily? You see, God has so much for us sometimes, but we just give up so easily. We don't tap in to super strength. We tap into super retreat. We do that. Are you doing that? It makes no sense to run away from your strength because there is strength in every situation. But I'm weak. But I'm not strong as others. I always seem to fail I always seem to fall in temptation. That might be some things going in your head today. And I understand that. That would be good pushback on what I'm saying today. But I want to tell you, you are weak. And yeah, you aren't as strong as others. And yeah, you do fail. And so does the guy talking to you right now. But can I remind you what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12:10? For when I am weak, then I am strong. God is looking for people to place his strength. He's looking for someone he can trust with his power. Have you ever thought about this? This God that has all power, can he trust you with his power? Can he give you a supernatural strength and then you do something good with it? Can he trust you in that? As Peter Parker's Uncle Ben would say, with great power comes great responsibility. I love how people that aren't even comic book fans like know these quotes. That's what Uncle Ben's, that's what Peter Parker's Uncle Ben said. All right, with great power comes great responsibility. Are you trustworthy with the power of God? I want to talk to you about two superheroes who have some similarities. You'll know both of these superheroes. Scott tried to tell me about some superhero that was like some, I have no idea what that was. It was confusing to me, so I didn't go with that one. But you know these two. You know the Hulk, and you know Superman, right? Raise your hand if you know them, all right? All right, cool. Superman has a theme song, and Hulk doesn't. Superman wins. All right. Both have super strength. Both have alter ego identities, right? And both transform from a normal person into a hero with unbelievable strength. Although they share many similarities, they are worlds apart. The Hulk, also known as Bruce Banner, was exposed to gamma radiation. And for some reason, that's what did this whole thing, gamma radiation. Got to look out for that stuff. I hear it's in Macintoshes and stuff like that, iPhones. And when Bruce Banner, experiences stress, when he experiences anger, he transforms violently into the Hulk. I mean, this dude wrecks his pants. He wrecks his shirt every time. His wardrobe's just shot to heck. I mean, it's just terrible. All right, as the Hulk, he is insanely strong and insanely powerful, but he is equally insanely uncontrollable and insanely angry. You won't like me when I'm angry, is his catchphrase. And then we got Superman, also known as, come on, this is easy, Clark Kent, good job. He is from the planet Krypton, and the yellow sun of Earth is the source of his power. That's exactly how they say it in the movies and the comics. The yellow sun, sun's yellow Earth. Superman is like a solar battery somehow. He absorbs the power of the sun, and he uses that power of the sun then to do feats of strength, right? Superman is insanely strong, but is in control of his strength. He's not insanely out of control, and he's not insanely anger. Can I talk to you a little bit about some meekness in a second? All right, if you want the strength of God in your life, you need to be like Superman, not the Incredible Hulk. Why? Well, because there's joy in this strength we're talking about. There is joy in the strength of God. Psalm 28 and 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy. And I will give thanks to him in song. And Nehemiah 8 and 10 says this, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Can I tell you that this strength we're talking about from God, God's super strength, is a strength filled with joy, not anger. Don't be like the Hulk. And there is love, not fear, in this strength. Psalm 18 and 1, I love you, O Lord, my strength. There's no fear here. There's love here, right? So don't be like the Hulk. Be like Superman. We're doing this out of love, and we're getting this strength out of love. When he gives us our strength, we're not angry, and we're not fearful, and we're not full of stress. We're full of joy, and we're full of love. And then there is self-control in this strength, a strength that won't harm others. Let's talk about meekness. Meekness is a misunderstood word. Many think meekness is weakness. Meekness is not weakness. Meekness is strength under control. That's what meekness is. It is strength under control. You see, the Hulk has crazy strength to crush a car with his bare hands. The Hulk would then turn around and crush you. Hi, good job, Hulk. You're dead. He crushes you with his hands. You couldn't walk up and say, good job out there, Hulk. He would kill you, all right? Hulk smash. His strength is completely out of control. It doesn't matter if you're a good guy or a bad guy or a random guy. If you are present, he will crush you because his strength is completely out of control. Superman. Can he crush a car with his bare hands? Yep. Yes. He is just as strong as this Hulk character. He has just as much strength as him. But Superman can turn around and you can shake his hand and it won't destroy your hand. He won't crush you because his strength is under control. That is meekness. It's strength under control. What good is strength if you have no control in it? I tell you, that's with parenting. Man, when you're parenting, you have the strength and you have the authority to parent that child, but you better be under control with it. You don't get out of control. You don't abuse those children. You don't do that. If you're going to spank them, all right, that's okay, but you better be in control of that. Don't you get angry when you have a discussion with someone that you love. You better have control in that argument. Don't get angry. Don't start getting hateful, because that's the Hulk there. There's love and there's joy and there's self-control in the strength God has for you. That's meekness. That's meekness, all right? So we want to be like Superman, not the Hulk. The Hulk power comes from being out of control. The angrier he gets, the more power he has. He's a rageaholic and he's looking to himself for strength. He's got these messed up gamma rays in him, and he looks to those, and that's his source of strength. Superman is always strong because the strength comes from a constant source, the sun. And if your life is erratic, if you've got some erratic stuff happening in your life, then you need to check your strength source, because it is likely your source isn't constant. God is looking for people he can trust with strength. People with meekness who control their strength. We've seen a lot of people in this world take power and take strength and be completely out of control with it and hurt people. We've seen dictators do it. Some of you had teachers in your schools that used the power and authority they had as a teacher in bad ways. And you're like, oh my gosh, we've seen maybe cops do that, and that makes us untrusting of cops sometimes. And then, you know, just on and on. Maybe you had a parent that used that, and you just don't trust anyone anymore. What about Christians, though? Because we know some Christians that have made the same mistakes. How about Christians who think they're called to attack people? You ever know a Christian that all they do is attack people? Like the Hulk, these people get their strength from their anger. And the angrier they get, the stronger they feel. Well, I know a bunch of scriptures, so I'm just going to yell them at you and hold up signs telling you God hates you. We see it all the time. In fact, it's usually the only airplay Christians get on the news at the evening anymore. And the church said amen. Televangelists who use their position and fame to get people to give them money and then turn around and use that money in greedy ways. What is that? How about making people think God will love them more if they give, if they sow that seed into my ministry? What is that? Is that really meekness? Is that really the strength that comes from above? How about this? Pastors and priests who have abused minors. They've abused people. And it's hard to argue with someone if they convince you that they have spiritual strength over you, that they are the voice of God. Man, that's some sick, twisted stuff. Sorry if it brings the room down. But Christians, we've known them and we've seen them lack meekness. Redemption Church, we need to be a church that's full of the Holy Ghost power, but it is full of meekness. A church that's full of power, but it's also full of love. A church that's full of power, but it's also full of joy. It's full of patience. It's full of all the fruits of the Spirit. We need to be that kind of church. It is so important that you know these people are not operating from God's strength. All those examples right there. That's not God's strength. That's not what God would have them do. That's not what God would have them do to you. Amen?
Amen.
Man, I wish the world knew that. They are not operating in meekness. They have a strength that is like the Hulk. They operate in fear. The more fear they can operate in, the stronger and louder they get. They operate in anger and they operate in greed. The world needs to see Christians that operate in strength that looks just like Jesus. And that's kind of backwards, right? Because we're used to seeing strength where someone bangs on a desk and gets what they want. You just need to go out in this world and get what you want. But God's strength, what does it look perfectly like? It looks like Jesus hanging on a cross with the power to call down angels, the power to speak us all out of existence. But instead of using that power in that way, he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The world needs to see a strength that looks like Jesus. A strength that's grounded in love, humility, generosity, joy. I want Katie to come. We're drawing to a close here. I want you to look at Isaiah 40 with me. Isaiah 40, 28 through 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. Verse 29, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their, say it, strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Can I tell you that we have a God who gives us his strength? He gives strength to the weary. He increases the power of the weak. God isn't a supervillain. You might just pass this sermon off like, oh, it's just some little creative cartoon sermon. I want you to get this sentence right here. You need to understand it. God is not the bad guy. This is some deep theological stuff that you need to understand. He's not a supervillain. He's a superhero. Villains want all the strength and power. But I've done my best to tell you about a God today that gives strength and gives power. Supervillains want to grow strong and everyone else grow weaker. But I've told you today about a Savior that wants you to grow stronger. He'll grow weaker for you. He'll let nails go through his hand. He wants strength for you. He wants you to grow strong. He is giving strength to anyone who wants it? Who wants it today? Anybody in this house want to walk out of here in the strength of the Lord? He's got it for you today. He is giving strength to anyone who needs it. What do you need to do to get this strength? Just come to Jesus. Come unto me, all who are weary. You're tired, heavy laden, and weak. Come to me, Jesus says. I'll give you rest. He'll give you that peace. He'll give you that strength. That's the God we're serving. Man, Christianity, how have we gotten away from that message? How have we gotten away from that message? That's the message, y'all. That's the message right there. God's so loving the world that he would give. He's looking for someone he can trust with super strength. There's a strength beyond your capacity.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about Redemption, look us up online at redemption-church.com. And be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.